Hey, Hannah, you about ready for bed?
Mom, I'm mad.
At whom?
God. Do you think he minds?
He's probably used to it. What's the problem?
The fall festival banquet at school is just 2 days away, and I'm catching a cold. I know I am because my head hurts and my throat feels like I swallowed sandpaper.
Oh, dear. Let me make you some warm herbal tea.
Mom, I prayed and asked God to help me not be sick this year like I was last year. But did he hear me? No.
Wait a minute. Didn't you go to school without your jacket yesterday?
I hate my jacket. Nobody wears that style anymore.
And didn't I see you eating ice cream and cake 2 nights in a row before you went to bed?
Mom, I'm a growing girl. I need nourishment.
And didn't I remind you to wash your hands after we came back from shopping on Monday?
Hey, I hadn't been playing in the dirt.
No, but you had been pushing a shopping cart where I told you flu viruses love to wait for their next victim.
So God isn't powerful enough to protect me from cold winds, ice cream, and shopping carts?
He sure is. He's also loving enough not to interfere when we do dumb things that make us sick. He gives us freedom, but he doesn't reward us when we choose to do what we know can do us harm. Prayer is a two-way street. We have to do our part.
Okay, I get what you're saying. I didn't do my part.
Well, I'm going to do mine. You just lay back and I'll bring you some tea. And you might want to thank God for allowing you the freedom to learn from your mistakes.
Thanks, Mom.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.